Thai Center, June 7, 2026.
So I just wanted to share a recent experience that led me to choose this topic. So I was driving my daughter home from soccer practice the other day, and I get a text from Radha asking me to pick something up from someone's house. And it's a friend's house. He's a very nice person, very kind. But every time I see him, he talks about the same four or five things. And we can't get into any other conversation without hitting that checklist. And it's really hard to get through, and he has a set opinion on each of those things, so I try not to engage too much. So I get this text and I feel this immediate kind of dread of, oh, I have a bunch of things to do tonight. I don't want to have to go through all of this. And so I turn to Liana and I say, you know, let's make this quick. You know, you stay in the car. I'm going to grab this thing and we're going to get out of here. And she just looks at me and she says, and Daddy, aren't you the one who's always telling me to drop what I think I know about an upcoming situation and approach it from a fresh perspective? And I said, she didn't use those words, but something to that effect. And I was, it really just stopped me, and for multiple reasons. Number one, I assumed she had entirely tuned me out recently. Number two, I realized I give pretty good advice. And number three is that I just really, that's exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. Because the same thing that I'm thinking that this person is doing is exactly what I'm doing. I'm going into this situation with all of my past experiences and emotions. I'm having this visceral reaction of dread. And nothing's happened. This person's not in front of me. He hasn't said anything, he hasn't done anything, he's a nice guy. And it's all of that emotion that I'm bringing into it and not allowing it to just be. And it's got me thinking about how much of my day and how much of my life is in that same cycle of just being on autopilot. Like, what is actually fresh? What is new? You know, what's going to be new tomorrow that was any different than today? Because so much of it is the same. I do the same things over and over. In seriousness, though, I was joking about my wisdom. You know, thanks to Sat, even though I'm still struggling with these things, I'm still able to share these ideas with my kids, and it's really nice to have them repeat some of that back to me and help me in those moments. So I realize it's a pretty trivial, simple story, but it opened up a lot of things for me. And I went searching for quotes based on that experience. So the quote I have today, I just want to start with a definition first, because I did not know this. It was the first word, which is vasana, and it's vasana, I'm sorry, is a tendency or conditioning created by past experiences. And further, if you look at below the quote, this really helped me, is that we get these samskaras, which are impressions, and that leads to these tendencies that are become built in and drives our desires, our thoughts, and our actions, and leads to this this bondage. I thought that was a nice way of putting it. So I'm going to go ahead and read the quote. Vasanas do not merely influence action. They create the very sense of a separate I who acts. The mind gathers impressions, names them my experience, and from them constructs a personality. Man then spends his life defending, enhancing, and suffering for this mental construct. Liberation begins when one observes that the observer himself is woven from these accumulated impressions. As attachment to them weakens, the false center dissolves, and what remains is the unchanging witness, the Atma, which was never touched by any experience, however pleasant or painful. So I know we have a small group today, but I would love to hear from everyone. Just wanted to kind of open it up first, very broadly, your initial impressions of this quote and any experiences you've had with this.
I can't stop but to say that what you just read impressed me very, very deeply. that quote is unbelievable. And to hear it from Baba gives it such an authority of
I've never really like thought about it this way, but I really love this quote, and I see in my life lately, I have these beliefs that really, I didn't even know I have them, but like, I know that they're there because I'll be in a situation and I will have a reaction before it even starts. And then all of a sudden that has like begun this chain for me. And it's, when I read this quote, it's so interesting because it really just helps me want to just like question those beliefs. And like, as they start to, I don't know if they're untying as much as like something finally drops for me and I can look back and see that belief that started it is not as strong as it used to be. But I really like this. For me, it just really shows that chain that I know that I get caught in because of something that is, I don't know, it's just a tendency.
Yeah.
And then I follow it.
For me, this reminds me a lot of two things. One, the first chapter of I Am the Child. And secondly, the story of the child on the way back home, the play that we did at Lodgepole. And how we saw picking up those ideas and those beliefs and then becoming enslaved by them. It's a beautiful quote. I have a question about it, and I don't mean to be caught up on words. I really do mean it when it says that liberation begins when one observes that the observer himself is woven from these accumulated impressions. I guess I often thought that the one who was witnessing, the one who witnessed when we were as far back as we can remember, was more of the Atma, the pure. So I was kind of surprised to hear Baba say...
Read a couple more sentences.
Okay.
You get your answer.
As attachment to them weakens, the false center dissolves, and what remains is the unchanging witness, the Atma, which was never touched by any experience, however pleasant or painful.
Is your answer, you just have to contemplate on it.
I'll stop talking.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I have the same question. I think I see. Anyone else have a sharing?
One more thing, I guess, is for me, it really reminds me of when Sat says every thought is painful. I know this is like impressions and tendencies and desires and thoughts, but for me, that has the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could stop before that thought really gets any traction, if you go with that thought, you can see where it takes you. And if you stop and don't go with it, you can see where that takes you. And the difference was just in the extent to which you like followed this thought. So to me, that also feels really similar.
For me, it took me back to a lot of Sat's teachings on what she called luggage, and I went back through a lot of old transcripts, and Sat has really, talked to us about that concept many, many times, and I've always found it to be so useful, and just the awareness of that luggage that we're always carrying. And just having that awareness creates this little gap for me. Sometimes that's all I need to kind of just break the cycle. Every once in a while, just have that little gap or that stop where you kind of see the tendency without too much judgment.
Your quote today from FTE just goes with this so perfectly, the part where we kind of reviewed the three groups again, and you say the personality, which is only the thought of I am somebody, lives through the thoughts because it was born of the thoughts, its existence is because of the thoughts. In order for the thoughts to stay alive, they have to have drama and excitement. When we read that today earlier, and then how it just goes so perfectly with this, I felt like everything that has ever come from you is the deconstruction of the entity or the construct or any of those things. And when we get to experience that, I swear to God, nothing else is there. There is nothing.
Has anyone else had maybe an experience where you realized later that you were operating from just past emotion, or maybe an experience where you were able to get beyond that conditioning?
A few weeks ago, there are some situations that always makes me unconscious, and it just makes me to go by, I don't know, some kind of thoughts and memories. And then very recently, I felt the discomfort, and then I remembered that is why, because I am here and in this situation, and it always reminds me that memories and makes my mind very busy. But the only thing that I noticed that day, and it was very precious for me, was that that day I knew that that is the impression, and I have never, the real one that is me has never changed and has never went through that experience. And it was, I was so, and I am so grateful for this wisdom and these tools that we can go beyond that impression and feel the peace.
I agree with you, Mira. I'm also really grateful for that. Just, I think it's very rare that for people to ever be able to take that step back and realize that it's not them, that they don't have to follow this same direction and repeated thoughts and repeated actions and repeated ideas.
I was thinking similarly. Not only were we so fortunate in this lifetime to hear this and to accept it, to believe it, to take it, but then to have the tools to experience it. And for me, I think the most powerful in that has been the questioning.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be questioning for me to really break it when I'm in prison at that point.
Anyone else have any tools that they've used for this, or to kind of overcome this pattern?
I don't know about tools. What I can share is sometimes I question one or the other part of this chain reaction that you drew at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
which is very helpful. And invariably, it just takes me to silence and emptiness. It just looks pale. Each and every one of these looks so much paler and unreal. That's what I can share.
Thank you.
For me, the tool is the same as what Bahar said, the questioning.
Yeah.
Immediately when I question, I see that it is nothing.
I think for me, you know, one of the things that really helps me is starting my day off with silence or listening to an audio, because I think that's the time of day when I just pop out of bed and I go immediately into the same pattern that I was doing the previous day, and just kidding, like, just creating that little stop there, or any change in that cycle allows me to maybe see things in a fresh new way.
Yeah,
a big part of what kind of brings that sort of sense of unraveling that I was talking about is comes from the answer to your question, trust meditation. When you just kind of let go of this in a doership, mm-hmm. and you see it works way better than all the struggles you have. It doesn't have to have the outcome you're looking for, but it just feels so much more peaceful. And that, for me, I think that has been key to unraveling and just seeing all these blocks for what they are, which is just...
Most of the population lives in that way, where they just repeat the same things, they do the same things, they say the same things. Sometimes when I spend time with people that are outside of the path, or even my immediate family, sometimes I feel like they're going to come at this in the old, and all I can do is to come at it in the new, from, because I have tools, I have an understanding, I have a guide, I have all of those things, but they don't. But I do. So, but it's so hard, because sometimes I find myself, it's just so automatic, like it's just hello, and it's just the same automatic thing from the day before, or the day before, or a lifetime before. But yeah, it's so liberating to know that I have that choice and an understanding and an awareness. And if I choose to, I can go the newer way.
Thank you.
Also, it reminds me of, am I a man or a woman? Like that, when we would just take different opposites and mm-hmm. and we would ask each one, and that thing from inside would come up that was just neither. It was just mm-hmm. really blank. And it's really making me want to go back and do some more of that.
Also the one that, where are you in the body?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That says, as attachments to them weakens, the false center dissolves, and what remains is the unchanging witness. It got my attention. I was thinking about the attachment to those impressions which were accumulated becoming weaker, and I was thinking, what helps with that? Stop meditation, I think, all practices we do, but is there any particular thing that Baba is trying to tell us to weaken the attachments so impressions dissolve? Can all of the tools, like, is there any particular thing?
I love you.
Keep reading, what do you think?
That was a good, that was a very good effort.
BJ loves you too.
Yeah, no, I, the last three times Sat hasn't answered, someone turns to me, I'm not sure what's happening. I have no answers. I came with questions. You know, I think the week that you're doing study circle, I bet other people have had this experience, you really try to practice like what you're working on. And because you don't want to show up, you know, just not having given a shot. And I really tried this week, and I don't know. I failed even today. My parents came to visit, and I can't think of a more difficult situation than parents, because there's just so much luggage that comes in. Like, everything you are. Like, they tell me a story, and they're laughing about it, and it's some, like, painful story for me when I was six or something. So I went in to like lunch today with them thinking like, okay, like let me reread this quote and see what I could get with this. I really tried. It didn't last long. It was a minute or two into it, and it's a struggle. So I don't know. I'm still working on this, and
But there's a lot of barriers. I think that's the
spiritual landmine.
Yes. The parents are the biggest landmine. So I got to practice on, you know, neighbors first.
Love your neighbor as
thyself.
As thyself. That'd be easier. Again, I have to say, it pains me to see children being raised with so many frightening impressions. I would say if anything in this world bothers me the most, I'm hoping and praying that the world gets to a place where when you're born in these realms, you get help of removing your impressions from other lifetimes rather than collecting them. That is my prayer for these realms, for babies, for children, for humanity. I hope it gets to the point that we have enough enlightened souls that can change the vibration from gathering to expansion.
Thank you, Sal. I think on that note, we'll conclude.